Floridians will be voting on a medical marijuana amendment in November. They've heard how smoking pot supposedly reduces pain, restores appetite, and manages anxiety. So the question for the scientist is this: has the popular excitement about medical marijuana gotten ahead of the actual science?
No, I don't think it has, especially if you go to a meeting of the International Cannabinoid Research Society.
Thomas Klein is a molecular biologist and marijuana researcher at the University of South Florida, and he frequently attends those yearly society meetings. He studies the human cannabinoid system that reacts with marijuana-derived medications. One of them is a drug called Sativex, which Canadian and European multiple sclerosis patients use to control nerve pain and muscle spasticity.
The data is not 100% convincing that it cures the MS, but it definitely relieves the symptoms.
According to Klein, medical marijuana may be a passing phase as research into the body's cannabinoid system points increasingly to substances that resemble marijuana byproducts, but provide effects that are more focused and more legal. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.